because it's time for the Bolito Surf Event of the Year, the Pro. And in the studio with me right now, we'll be chatting to some very important people. We've had a chat before. It's the hashtag Love North Coast Initiative, and Leah Schoen had to get away from the kitchen because, back in the day, that was the byline or the surname that we used to know Leah by, but she's been married for many years, happily. Nice to see you again, Leah.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
And Colette Bundy from the Bolito Pro organizing team is in the house, and Barry Smith from Accelerate Security. Lovely to have you all on a Thursday morning to talk about this hugely exciting event. Well, Colette, let's start with you because it is the Pro, and maybe to kick off for those that are... And there's so many newcomers to the town that's just not really familiar with what's going on. So over to you.
Thank you very much, Dave. First of all, I just want to congratulate you on your launch of Lifestyle Media last night. You've been operating for 21 years, so well done on that.
I don't rub it in, you see. 21 years of doing the same thing.
Well, at least you're still operating and you've evolved through the ages as well.
Well, this is the point, and I think one has to continue to innovate and certainly to stay relevant. That's important. And you've, with the Pro, it's been how many years now?
With the Bolito Pro, it's running for its 56th year, but it has been in Quadaguza for 16 years.
Because originally it was the Gunston.
Originally the Gunston.
The big one.
And it's the longest running professional surfing contest in the world. And it's been with us for 16 years, and we hope to keep it for the rest, forever.
Can you believe it's been 16 years?
No, I can't.
I remember when it came to town, and everyone was saying, oh, wow.
2009.
What a coup. Oh, my gosh, it pulled away from, because Durban used to be the home of the surfing event that everyone spoke about. And then it came to Bolito. Originally, I think it was going to just be for a year. And look at us now, 16 years down, but it's been hard work, eh?
Yes, it's been hard work, but it's been worth it. So just to go back to your original question, essentially the Pro is a international surfing contest, but it's much more than that. It is a festival that encapsulates many other elements, from music concerts to recreational beach sports to extreme sports. It's a platform for local retailers to sell their wares. And we try and bring in as much of the local community into the Bolito Pro.
Okay, we talked about innovation and staying relevant. What's different this year?
What's different this year is, let me explain our event campaign, and that will speak to what's different this year. So first of all, this year our event campaign is Sea, Sound, and Waves. The music, the Bolito Pro, there are two main pillars for the Bolito Pro. It's surf and it's music. And you'll have noticed throughout the years that has been the two main focus. But with our campaign this year, we have honed in on waves, as in sound waves and surf waves. So we're going to weave a story around that. And we have a very exciting new night at the music concert called The Infinite Night, where we're going to be showcasing music and surf culture through the decades, from the 60s all the way through to our age. And with that, we will be also having visual videos that showcase this region from the 60s all the way through to today's time. The other exciting thing that's new is that we welcome Red Bull back into the fold. And with Red Bull, we will have some exciting bike displays from Brian Kepper. We are very fortunate to have the world number one, Geordie Smith, our very own South African, coming to visit us during the Bolito Pro. And he will be with Red Bull hosting the watch party, where he'll be showcasing his video on one of the days. So those are the two main new elements that people can expect this year.
Okay, well, that's all hugely exciting. And it brings tourism to the North Coast, which is really why I suppose the municipality is so excited about getting involved as well, because it is a generator of opportunity. How many people does the Pro generally bring into the region?
Yes, so essentially the Bolito Pro, the reason why the municipality invests in this is essentially local economic development. And it does generate a lot of tourism and also job creation. We receive about 180,000 people directly to the event itself over the 2 weeks. But in terms of publicity, we an estimated 100 million across all the media platforms. It's quantified for the region, and it equates to about 40 million ROI. So things like your hospitality industry, which has gone from 30% mid-year up to 80%, there's about 450 temporary jobs that are created. We are able to ignite a lot of business for small local businesses. So it creates a platform across many spectrums for the region.
So this is exciting, and it, long may it continue to generate the excitement and the revenue, which is what makes the world go round. And we're very excited to talk about the partnership between the hashtag Love North Coast Initiative and the Pro. So now, with that in mind, possibly it's an opportunity for you, Leah, to tell us about the partnership.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. So we're obviously very excited to partner with the Belita Pro again this year. They have welcomed us into the fold, and I think it's because we have obviously a shared vision. The Belita Pro is one of the most exciting things that can happen in our region, and it apart from all of the tourism and economic growth that it brings, it also just is a showcase. It shows us off to the world and to the rest of the country, and that's exactly what the hashtag Love North Coast movement is all about. Is about showcasing everything and incredible that we have and the lifestyle that we have in this region. So yeah, we're excited to be a part of what is possibly the biggest event that happens on our beautiful North Coast.
And you're running a competition this year?
Yes, we're running a little competition on the beach, which is quite exciting. So it's going to be it'll be run on social media, and we've got a weekend away to give away at the Coco de Mer Boutique Hotel, which is just obviously one of our little gems. And we're giving away a Hutchison handcrafted surfboard sponsored by Groundswell Surf and Skate. So you can win a surfboard and a weekend in Belita. And whether you live here or whether you're visiting here, I think that would be a great prize for anyone.
Fantastic prize. How does one enter?
So you're just going to look for the post on our social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram, and it's at Love North Coast, and then follow the prompts and enter. That's how you enter.
Easy, easy. Wonderful. Now, Barry, excuse me, Accelerate Security, very involved in generally the community and very instrumental in driving growth in the community. What does it mean to be part and parcel of the Pro?
Dave, thank you. And you know myself and you know the company, we're very ingrained within the community. It's very important for us. And an event like this can't be understated at all. In its simplistic form, I think events like this bring community together. And then you add the Belita Pro into it, and that's doubled. You're looking at national visitors, you're looking at international visitors, international sportsmen, and then the media that sort of surrounds that. And I think all of that equals investment, that equals growth and sustainability. So it's hugely important.
And no doubt you encourage local business to do as you do and get behind it, because clearly it's a multiplier effect. You know, if everyone is 100% behind an initiative like this, it can only do wonders for the entire collective.
Absolutely. I think local businesses, the local community, have a responsibility to get involved. The more people that do get involved, again, we talk about that growth and sustainability.
Yeah, because it's easy to just sit on the fence and say, well, it doesn't really affect me, so wah. It does, and it can, and if the more people getting involved, the more exciting the general offer is. Colette, I heard Steve's surf report indicating that there's lots of activity down in the vicinity of the Pro Ground Zero. And there'll be lots of builds going on and cars that are going to be in the way if you park in the wrong spot. So just tell us what's happening from today.
Okay, so essentially we have already started the construction on the surf contest site. That began actually on the 2nd of June, so it's been happening already. So what actually happens is that we control the region, the precinct, leading in at Willard Beach. And for now, it is still open, so people can still access the area. But we close off access to that area partially as we progress to the event. So from Sunday, the 22nd, which is the first day of the contest, the Rookie Rippers, the juniors, we will have that area fully closed off. But we do manage it with the Quadaguza Traffic Department as well as the ProSecure, the security company. And all the local residences that have access that are staying in that in those flats in that precinct, they get an access card. So essentially everyone involved with the pro get an access card. And I think that is maybe what Steve was referring to, that we will have the last bits of construction and equipment and event material coming in over the next few days.
That's all hugely exciting. And, of course, you've got to get down to the pro. We discussed a while back the fact that there might be some of the older South African bands performing on one of the nights. Have you confirmed any of those?
Yes.
Clearly you have. But yes. Maybe you can share that with
us. Yes, we have. So we have bands like Arapaho, Perez, we have Arno Carstens, we have the Kickstands. So how this is focused is that we have one member of each of those bands, and they will be singing a song translated into each of the decades. So we have a variety. We're bringing back some old bands from the 60s all the way to here.
Wow, that's fantastic. And from a security point of view, because that's always with a question. A lot of folks say, I'm a bit nervous about the security. Have you made any special arrangements this year?
So definitely, security is obviously utmost to us because we do, as Barry alluded to earlier, it is an international event and we do have a lot of international people. We have a huge security and safety plan. So that ranges from local security, our personal local security, to the SAPS, to protection services, to water safety, to medical services. So we have a huge range of safety and security plans in place.
It's good to know.
And it's managed by the SAPS.
Yeah, no, it's good to know. It's an extremely well-organized event, and all credit to you and your team. And huge credit to Hashtag Love North Coast for partnering and Accelerate Security. You know, together we can do so much more. And it's a great honor to have you in the studio today. And thank you for joining me on the morning show, Leah Schoen.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Bundy, Barry Smith. And we'll see you at the pro.
Thank you. Dave, thank you. May I just say thank you to both Barry and Leah for partnering with us on this, and also to all the other local businesses as well as our event partners, and yourself, of course, for always supporting us. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure. And the morning show continues.